Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump's Health and Human Services Secretary nominee Robert F. Kennedy before a Senate committee today. He has been skeptical about vaccines in the past. ABC's Ann Flaherty says there are also questions about vaccine manufacturers.
The question is, if you become health secretary, can you make it easier to sue vaccine makers? Can you make it easier to block vaccine approvals? And then once he leaves that office, can he profit from that with these lawsuits? I think that's going to be a central question today.
President Trump signing a law today that mandates detention and potential deportation for people in the U.S. illegally who are accused but not yet convicted of theft and violent crimes. A federal judge temporarily blocking the Trump administration's across-the-board freeze in all federal funding until a hearing can be held on it. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth pulling security protections and clearance for retired Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley. This is ABC News. The country's school kids not doing well on a new national report card. ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
The National Assessment of Education Progress shows fourth and eighth grade students are faring even worse in math and reading than in recent years. Compared to 2019, average reading scores are down 5 points. And in math, fourth graders are down 3%. Eighth graders sliding 8%. Experts say the results show reading is a greater challenge than math. The score declines appear to be driven by lower performing students falling farther behind, while top performing students are showing some recovery since the pandemic.
Another issue, 12% of eighth graders are missing at least 5 days of school every month. Federal officials issuing a health report for chicken sold at Wegmans grocery stores. The Department of Agriculture says some frozen chicken nuggets may have bone fragments in them. No injuries reported. Driverless car company Waymo set to start testing its robo-taxis on L.A. freeways. This is ABC News.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th president of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
The Bucks lose in Portland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Portland Trail Blazers have a losing record, 27-29, and yet they beat the Bucks by a final score of 125-117. Were there some bad play calls by the referees on duty? Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, I don't know if that was. I thought they got what they wanted all game, honestly. Drove the ball the entire game, beat us off the dribble the entire game. Had a ton of dare shots early on, which gets guys going. They make a couple, then they feel good. I never thought we established any kind of defensive presence throughout the game. I thought our offense was awful. I really did. I don't care if we were scoring. We didn't have the beautiful ball movement, next pass, hitting the open guy the entire night. We just didn't. The ball stuck all night. Played a lot of iso ball. And we're good enough on certain nights to get away with that.
So the Bucks head to Texas next to take on the Spurs Friday night in San Antonio with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Lady Gaga is not used to getting bad reviews when it comes to her music or acting. That ended big time when Joker Folie à Deux was panned by critics and audiences alike. Gaga put things in perspective in a recent chat with Elle magazine, saying people just sometimes don't like some things. She sounded unfazed, though, continuing that fear of failure is worse than actual failure, and if it takes over, can cause mayhem. Don't you hate it when your parole officer puts the kibosh on you hosting Saturday Night Live? Martha Stewart sure does. She whined to the perfect audience on The Tonight Show starring cheerleader Jimmy Fallon about how she missed her opportunity to host the show 20 years ago because of said parole officer. Maybe she'll get another opportunity since time has passed since she was convicted for conspiracy and obstruction of justice, as well as an insider trading scandal. It's so stressful when rich celebrities don't get everything they want. Maybe she can cry on her equally as annoying BFF Snoop Dogg's shoulder. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny, not as warm today, but still a very nice late January day with highs in the mid-30s. Still a bit breezy, partly cloudy and a low of 23 tonight. On Thursday, sunny and warm again, still breezy with highs in the upper 40s. Current temperature is 33.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Emily Zeppos joins us. She's worked with the Outagamie County Democratic Party. Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here. Robert Kennedy Jr.'s confirmation hearing. What does that mean for our health? Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, good morning. You know, I've been in bars at closing time.
Yeah,
I've been at bars a little after closing time. I've never been in a bar this early, or would this be this late? I'm not sure.
Probably this late for you. Yeah.
Actually, would this be earlier late for bar business? Like, no, if somebody was still here all night.
Nah, they close at 2, right?
But don't some bars stay open all? Like some cities, can't they stay open till like 4? Doesn't New York have something like that, or well, New Orleans, or someplace?
Yeah,
like after hours bars.
The city that never sleeps.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. But this is the earliest I've ever been in a bar, actually.
All right. And
in
where
fact,
are we?
I had a job one time in Agani cleaning Toriano's bar on Sunday mornings, and I was supposed to be real early, and I didn't get there early.
Like, anybody surprised by that?
No, right. No. I just didn't.
Heights Pub and Parlor, 1-year anniversary
right.
today.
That's where we are celebrating.
And that's tough.
That first year's the toughest. Just like that first 10 pounds.
Yeah, that is true. The first
unless you take shots.
Don't put me in a box that I never did.
Everybody was really proud of you, Jim, but they're also very proud that you came out and were honest about it yesterday.
I came out.
I know.
Schmidt came out. Finally. You know, I kind of knew something about that.
Let me just say this, though. You know who if I was, would be so irate at you right now?
You know. Okay, what did you just say?
Do you know who,
if I was this
other person,
okay.
I'd be so irate at you?
Okay.
Do you know who?
Well, there's a few out there. But
you know
who?
Your trainer.
Oh, yeah.
You could have said, look what she did.
This you
is,
know what?
Look at what she did, ladies and gentlemen. Here's her number. Here's her email. Yeah, look what she, if she did this for me, what could she do for you?
Yeah, I talked to her last night.
Her entire career would have just skyrocketed. But no.
Yeah. No.
You had to let the cat out of the bag.
I'm.
You're shooting up like a heroin addict on Main Street. Come on. Unbelievable.
Yeah, they'd be on Doty Street.
No, wherever. Actually, I walk Doty Street. That's not a bad street. It's a nice street.
I like teasing them.
I know.
No,
it's great. So anyway, congratulations, though.
1 year. But don't think. That's not really true.
Well, we got the anniversary of the Heights Pub and Parlor
right here.
We're celebrating. But it's almost been a year since you went on that. You know, you got a personal trainer. You did the whole thing. So you and the Heights can both celebrate something very spectacular today.
They're doing better than I am. Yeah, this place is great. I was talking this morning. You know, the first year is tough, but so is the second year. You know what I'm saying? You just can't say, okay, we're a success. Because it's just, like you said, today starts another year.
Yeah, round number two.
But you got to celebrate because a lot of businesses, and especially in this industry, it's a little tough.
Oh, man. So tough. I will say this, though, with Heights, they've always been great to us. They came on early, and they come in, and they're there, and they promote their product, which is awesome. And they are giving back today. Ashley, can you come on one sec? I want to find out the I don't want to get anything wrong about the details. Come on in here. Got two of my good friends, Cowboy Dave and Tori, in the house. And how are you, young lady? Good to see ya.
Oh, boy.
How are you, Sarah? There we go.
And we're on.
Oh, wow. Listen, and we're on.
And we're on.
Hi, Ashley.
Hello.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What was the greatest aspect of your first year in business here at Heights Pub and Parlor on Washington Street?
I feel like all the people that I've met.
Yeah, I'll bet.
From everywhere. You know, we've had been open for some of the home Packer games, and you know, it's just amazing how people come from everywhere. The East Coast that are Packer fans, the California Packer fans.
Well, we would see it a lot on during the preseason more than anything, or like a Thursday night game with them in their jerseys walking up and down Washington and everything. And
looking at the statues.
Looking at the statues, getting their picture taken there and everything. And then the thing is, though... you know, you see these things in the stadium with these people just going, like, but everybody, I've never met a jerk outside of a stadium in an opposing jersey. Do you know what I mean? When they're here,
that's true.
They're just here for a good time.
Yeah,
then they get
so
fueled.
Friendly.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's great because we've had people that are like, oh, you know, last one, we're going to marry on. And I've kept them here till bar close, you know, just because they're having a good time. Yeah. They have great service.
Yeah.
They like the atmosphere, so
you brought up the
really
pole and the girls.
It. Yeah. Well,
that's upstairs. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's upstairs.
Did you
Brian.
Was that a quick year, long year?
I feel like it was really quick.
Yeah.
It went
I do
really
too.
Fast.
I can't what you said about the 1 year anniversary. It's like, well, I haven't been open that long.
It went so fast. It was so fun.
Yeah.
Good for
you.
It's gotta be fun being on the ground floor of a new establishment.
Yeah, it is.
Because nobody can say, well, you know, a couple of years ago with the other guy that ran it.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. It's been a great experience.
Congratulations on that.
Congrats to you. I think it's, you know, business is tough. Everybody, you know, a lot of people, when they're done with their careers, kind of, you know, they shoulda, coulda, woulda, you know,
yep.
And you're doing it.
Yeah.
And that's awesome.
So tell us about some of the cool things you got going on for people here today.
Well, today we have happy hour all day. So that's $4 drafts, $4 rail mixers, and $3 bottles of beers.
Nice.
What time can you start serving?
I think we're going to be serving right after the show.
Okay.
So, but 11
I know you got to close at 2. Then can you open up again? Could you open at 4? Or does the state say
are you allowed to stay open all day?
Yeah.
Oh,
yep. They're open all day. Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. From here all the way through.
Yep. Yeah. Till 9 o'clock.
All right.
Or no, 10 o'clock. I'm sorry. I was thinking kitchen closes at 9. That's right. Where I was going with that.
Let's get it. Why don't you get some notes
and
or something here, Ashley? Write
I know.
Down.
I know. And
okay,
we
question
do.
Question number 4. Now go down to 4.
Okay. We do have half off appetizers all day today as well.
Okay.
So you know you can really fill up today.
I'll bet.
Yes.
When are
those
they coming
cheese
out?
Cheese curds. Oh, well, I could whip some
because I got three of my
you.
People here already. Where's the damn appetizers?
Right.
You said there'd be appetizers and mimosas.
That's how we lured them in.
We got complimentary mimosa or Bloody Mary today.
We serve hard drinks for guys who want to get drunk fast. That's from It's a Wonderful Life. Remember?
I've never seen that.
Don't you remember when Clarence or what was that again? A peach navel fuzz with an umbrella. We serve hard drinks for guys who want to get drunk fast. Remember that?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think that might have been before my time.
Oh, come on. That's a classic. That's an American classic.
You've probably seen that.
Daddy, every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
Yeah, Jim Stewart.
It's like every time Jim says, when I was mayor, a former mayor, leaves purgatory.
Another nickel.
Under a cloud of suspicion. Yeah, but this is great. You got a great location. We always talk about this. The setting is unbelievable. One of the oldest buildings still standing in downtown Green Bay. Thank God they didn't tear this one down when they knocked down the mall. And it's just one of those things where it's like, this is traditional old. I mean, Curly Lambeau may have sat right where we're sitting. Like, right here. Don Hudson might have sat right here. I think that's pretty cool.
I think so, too.
They may have been in here buying jewelry.
Yeah, right? At that time, probably. Yep.
When they were here, it was a jewelry store.
Oh, that's right.
And actually, our buddy Zaid bought it and turned it into
Oxford.
Right.
Because you still have vaults here someplace, right? Everything?
Yeah, our cooler is where the vault was.
Wow. Yep. That's awesome.
It's a big, heavy door.
Right.
So Curly could have been here buying a little something for Marguerite.
or
his.
Did he have a little something?
Oh.
Okay, that's I'm learning something.
Yeah. You haven't read our good friend's book, Chris's book.
Huh? Not yet.
Add that to the list.
So right. It's a really popular book. It's going off the shelves at Boss's. So Curly was married to a lady that I got to know really well, Marguerite Lambeau.
Yeah.
Nicest. What a great honor that was to sit and have lunch with Marguerite one time and talking about the old days of Green Bay in the 20s. You know what I mean? And I can't remember how old she was at the time, but in her 90s. And she was just sharp as a. I think she died at 99 or 98, still living in her same house in Alloway.
Wow.
Just a spunky. And she was great. But so in the book, and I didn't know this, it talks about the Packers in the off season. They would do what they call barnstorming trips. So they'd go to these other places where they don't have pro football and play exhibition games, but they'd make a lot of money by doing it because, like in Los Angeles and San Francisco, they didn't have pro football then. So they were going to go to Hawaii for some games, and just so happened that Miss California was on the trip.
Oh, boy.
And when they came back, Miss California became Mrs. Lambeau. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh.
I did not know that.
Was she...
Is that what your Johnny...
Did she bring that...
I did not know that.
Did she bring that up?
What's in the book?
No, I was talking...
Oh, there's pictures of Miss California...
Is she angry about it?
Marguerite?
Or did she get the cash out and
move on? Yeah, she didn't really say anything about... She was fine about that. I tried to get her to talk about Curly a little bit. She just...
No.
Nah. She's fine.
This establishment here...
But it's a fun book. It's a really fun book.
That's funny.
Jewelry store, Oxford's. You get the obvious. This had a fire here, too, right?
Oh, I don't know about that.
There was a fire here? When?
I'm pretty sure that... Okay. Show prep. Yeah, I'll work on it a little bit more.
Oh, so. Yeah, we should, yeah.
Yeah, it was just a beautiful building.
Yeah.
And upstairs is great.
No, this is awesome. Parties. And get upstairs for meetings and get-togethers?
Yep, private events.
Nice.
We rent that out.
And
so.
Folks can come down this morning. What's the location? So
217 North Washington Street.
Easy to find right down from our studios, so.
Yeah.
And again, mimosas and bloodies on the house.
Yep, we've got some.
All weekend.
Oh, weekend. No, today. Today only. And we do have
hey, how ironic is my three friends that come down, none of them drink. Dre, you don't drink, right, Dave?
You kidding me?
Apparently he does.
Oh, you do? Oh, never mind. last time we talked to you, you had a heart transplant or something, so I thought maybe you didn't drink, right?
Yes,
back
he did.
Up on
yeah,
this.
I was checking
your
the fire.
Phone down.
I was checking the fire.
Tori, do you drink?
I have to.
I have to.
Oh, he does? Sarah, you do not. You're like 10 years sober, right?
Almost.
That's awesome. Congratulations on that.
That's great.
That's really cool. Have you heard, it is such a great song. Have you heard the song by Jelly Roll? Oh, my God. Nobody walks in on a winning streak. Have you heard that song?
No.
Oh, man. Talks about him going to rehab after
that's
all these
like
years.
I love Jelly Roll.
Isn't that an amazing song?
It is.
Step up closer there, Sarah.
It is. It is a really good song.
Nice to see you. You've been a great, wonderful friend of our program.
Yeah, I was debating coming. I actually live over in Alloway, so it's like...
We're glad you're here.
Hey, did you vote for Jim when he was in office?
I didn't live in Green Bay when Jim was in office.
I emceed his re-election campaigns, and I always used to tell him, well, voting for you again this year, Jim, just so you know. And he goes, where do you live? I go, Alloway. I didn't realize he knew I was lying. You can't vote for Green Bay mayor if you're living in Alloway.
I do remember him, though. Like, I remember I was a fan.
Thank you.
I remember following him and being a fan.
That's great. Just give her the mic. Give her the mic. Yeah. You do, and you have been sober for almost 10 years, but you do a lot with the recovery, too.
I do.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Which is great.
Talk about that.
Okay. Well, just the recovery, like, in the area itself, being, like, a sober ally of going to different, like, sporting events, different concerts, music festivals. I meet up with people all over.
And for them to know you're there helps them not...
Trigger,
off.
As you always say.
Yeah.
Trigger,
yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So just, help without parallel when,
that's awesome.
When helping
awesome.
Another.
All right, we got to send a quick break. Ladies and gentlemen, we are down at the Heights Pub and Parlor. What's the actual address?
217 North Washington Street.
You sound really good this morning.
Thank you.
Wow. All right, sup on down. Free mimosas, free Bloody Marys. Mano the Mayor, back after this.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar is brought to you by Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub.
Here are some events for Oshkosh North teams. February 21st at 6 p.m. is Varsity Gymnastics Conference versus Kokona and multiple schools at Kokona High. February 22nd is Boys Varsity State Swimming, 9 a.m. at Waukesha South Natatorium. 9:30 is Boys Varsity Sectionals versus Menasha at Menasha High. February 27th at 1 p.m. is Boys Varsity State Wrestling versus WIAA at Kohl Center in Madison. 7:30 is Boys Varsity Basketball at home versus Appleton West. For more events and details, visit Oshkosh North Spartans Athletics.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar brought to you by Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub. Open to all those looking to break free from the tyranny of cheap pizza and powdered mac. Locally sourced from the community for the highest quality ingredients. Zeroni's.com. Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the Macaroni and Pizza Pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to-go. Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com.
Selling your cattle is easy with American Foods Group, a family-owned company bringing you the best prices and expertise right from the dairy, ranch, feed yard, or local market. Call today at 800-345-0293 or email info@americanfoodsgroup.com.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Hey, welcome back. Come on the mayor, coming your way at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS in the Civic Media. Boy, are my eyes going on me. I'm having a hard time reading that.
Yeah.
38 in Green Bay, 36 in Appleton, 34.
Sure.
In Oshkosh. I'm not kidding. My eyes have got... Let me try your glasses.
They really shouldn't be... Well, those aren't... No, that...
Wow.
Don't go out the
Brian,
sun.
Let me try your glasses.
There you... Dave, right, yours. You see that?
These are good.
All right.
I'm glad my eyes work.
Let me see yours, Dave. Let me try yours real quick. I don't know if that means mine are worse. Or... Oh, these are perfect.
Oh,
you're fine without glasses, Dave.
Yeah.
Go back. Home. 34 in Green Bay, 36 in Appleton, 34 in Oshkosh. It is puzzle day. That's actually gotten big again at places with board games and puzzles and everything.
Absolutely.
You ever done I've never done a puzzle.
Oh, yeah.
Like a full big puzzle.
Yeah.
You know, I've done like little things. I've never done a big full.
Your mom
puzzle.
Didn't have it like on the table.
Yeah, we just never
My
finished it.
Oh, you still had a puzzle.
Right,
always
a work a puzzle in progress.
Yep.
In my family, the odds are real good that there were some pieces missing. Really good.
Weird.
Really so good.
That's weird because you never let the dog inside.
I know. Odds are so awesome that there were pieces missing. You can't believe
that is a problem,
it.
Though, if there's a critical, especially the frame.
And I kept trying that one piece the whole time for years. It's also Corn Chip Day. Can't beat a good corn chip.
Ooh.
Carnation Day. Curmudgeon Day.
What's that?
Curmudgeon.
You'd be a curmudgeon.
My day.
You're a curmudgeon.
I don't want to be a curmudgeon.
You know, you're a curmudgeon.
Kind of grumpy.
Yes.
Oh. Complain.
Grumpy,
like those guys in the
cranky,
like the guys
of the world.
The guys in the Muppet in
up the up in the
theater
balcony.
Box.
They're curmudgeons.
Yeah.
Cheap.
Right.
It's also Chinese New Year. What's their year this year? Do you know? Year of the dragon?
No.
Nope. Year of the
rabbit.
Rabbit?
No, just wait. I know what it is. I read about that.
I know you would know.
And they had the 12 signs, and then they had what if you were born under that sign. I looked in 57.
Oh.
I forgot what you were.
It's the year of the snake.
I knew that. The
year of the snake?
I was freaked out. The year of the snake. But but that means good things because they tell you what it means. Anyway, that's just there's some crystal ball guy banking money because
it
had under your sign that you would be punctual.
Me?
Yeah. And I'm like, so.
Yeah, they've been wrong before. happy birthday, Johnny Lang. He's 44.
Blues guitarist.
Blues guitarist. Yep. All right. Sarah Gilbert is 50. I always thought she was a little weird.
Yeah.
I never liked that show.
I didn't realize she was 50 already.
She looked 50 when she was like 20. Remember? I mean, no disrespect. Not real attractive on TV back in those days. They used to have all these cute little precocious kids.
Yeah.
And she wasn't cute or precocious.
She was on Roseanne, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was a little...
I think she was smoking Marlboro Reds early. Don't you kind of have that feeling? Greg Louganis, 65. I'll never forget this. This was one of the most gruesome sports injuries I've ever seen in my life, if anybody remembers that. The Olympics.
When he whacked his head on the board.
Wasn't that like...
That was
crazy. And it started like bleeding out as he's going down. That was... Yeah.
And he still stuck the dive, too.
Absolutely. But wasn't that gruesome when you saw that? Man. Judy Norton Taylor from the Waltons. She was the oldest one of the Waltons. And then she thought she would change her image from being this cutie, little yada yada farm girl. And she did a Playboy thing. Never got a job again. Never got a job again. Whoops. True story. That's why I've never done anything like that. Well, Burt Reynolds swears he didn't get an Oscar for delivery because he did that thing in Playgirl magazine where people weren't taking him serious enough. Another reason I didn't do that. Tom Selleck is 80. Catherine Ross, 85. Catherine Ross is married to the guy that I have a man crush on.
Oh, jeez.
Well, Greg Louganis?
No. No. Wow. What's his name that I really like?
He's got a voice, right?
Beef. It's what's for dinner. Sam Elliott.
Oh.
Beef.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love him. Hey, dude. Why y'all swear so much? Remember that?
Beef.
Of a zapparilla. Brian, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
It says here, Chicago bars with special liquor license can stay open for till 4 or 5 a.m.
Wow.
That's crazy to
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Also got a text here. Is it too early for a Bloody Mary? Congratulations, Mark. I don't think it is too early
Never.
For a Bloody
no,
Mary.
Come on in. Let's
and
get
I
it going.
Think Mike Pritzel, you're here. I think Mike should have something. Oh, and there's Jeff is here. Brian, tell us about your first year, highs, lows, in-betweens, and what's coming up ahead. This is Brian
the
who
most
owns the place.
You've been here for a year. You're here pretty much every day, right?
Pretty
I mean,
much.
Every time, it seems like you're here every day. What's the most popular thing on the menu? You have great food. I've had a variety of things, but like Johnny said, this isn't bar food. This is like
Mike
pasta.
Mike Pritzel is partaking in the festivities. Huh? Our, yeah, about four more of those and do some more DoorDash, Mike.
The turkey avocado bacon is our number one selling panini, so that's a big lunch item. The patty melt.
The turkey avocado panini.
Yep, that's the number one selling panini that we
have. I haven't had that.
I've been eating so many avocados, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Avocados from Mexico?
It's made me a new man.
Yeah.
It is. I've been avocado shakes, all kinds of stuff.
I hear it affects your eyesight.
Might.
Yeah.
I like these glasses. Dave, can you do you have an extra pair? This would be my
We'll go
my
buy
speed,
one.
My power. Why guys at the Dollar Tree yesterday trying to figure out which ones I need.
Oh, yeah,
and I still struggle.
It's such a selection there.
I touched on it yesterday when I was on the show with you guys, but the highs was just the building the relationships, the new relationships.
Right.
With you guys. Customers, the customer base is huge. The staff that we've built is fantastic. So
We talk about that. Mm-hmm. We talk about what great service you get at your place.
And you can tell they get along, you know?
It's a big deal.
Help each other out. You know, some of these places are just so siloed. And I think that's a tribute to you. I mean, you're a good manager.
Well, let's be honest. Larry McCarron and I used to talk about this, about certain places. You go there and they say, yeah, their beer is cold, but they act like the customer is an inconvenience.
Right.
Yeah.
No. You guys don't act that way.
No, customers are our best friend.
That's a good Larry McCarron impersonation, by the way.
That's sharp.
Dang right. What else you got going on here today, Brian?
Well, today we've mentioned it, the Bloody Marys and mimosas, the half-off appetizers, the happy hour all day. Looking into the future, we've got March Madness coming, so we're going to put some things together to promote that throughout the whole
whole
month of March. Get that upstairs open. People are clamoring for that to be open, so we're going to do some things to get the people up there during March Madness with some specials. And
Think I could be the bookie runner for that? I know you can't bet online. They don't like you being on the phone, but down at Sportsbook where we
There's
go.
There's a name for that. A Skylark. Shylark.
I
think
like
we should talk
about
that.
Remember, we talked
the
about that one time? Where somebody, because I met one time in Las Vegas, when me and Nick were in Las Vegas at New York, and we spent all day at the sport books because you can go there
so
7 in the morning
and games are. But we want him to be here, and then I'll just run the numbers.
Well, but there was a guy from
10%.
Chicago who his job was coming and betting for big money people. He'd call them and tell them, like, okay, this one is down to like 4 point, 5 points, whatever. And he would place the bets for him and then get a cut of the bet.
Yeah, but you can't stand by the, like I said,
we can do it. it, Jim. We can make some money off of Brian.
Jim is going to be that guy. He's going to be the guy.
We got to set a quick break. 15%. We're at the Heights Pub and Parlor, downtown Green Bay, Washington Street. Free mimosas and Bloody Marys coming out. Werewolves of
London. Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Some children in the Milwaukee Public School District are learning about agriculture, not just through a one-day field trip, but every day. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Wednesday. It's the River Trail School of Agriculture Sciences, and right now it's serving more than 350 students on Milwaukee's northwest side. Basically, it's from K through 8, and every day these students are learning something about agriculture. Josh Gonzalez is a second grade teacher that explains why it's such an important school for the Milwaukee Public School District.
Some of the students don't have access to fresh produce, and but there are things that they can do that we can do, all of us, to be a little more self-reliant. You know, if I'm growing tomato plants and my neighbor plants an apple tree and so on, we're going to have plenty to share, you know. So helping kids to be more self-reliant is a big thing. Helping them to eat fresh and eat locally as opposed to pre-processed foods.
That's Josh Gonzalez. He's a second grade teacher at the River Trail School of Agricultural Sciences in the Milwaukee Public School District, serving about 350 students now. Again, that's K through 8. They act as kind of a feeder system for Milwaukee's Vincent High School, which is also a dedicated agriculture high school.
With over 60 years of experience in the auction business, Steffes Group is the trusted source for buying high-quality equipment. From farm and construction equipment to transportation and land, Steffes Group Auctions features a diverse selection of assets for whatever your needs may be. Bid with confidence, knowing that Steffes Group's team of professionals prioritizes honesty, integrity, and outstanding service. Visit steffesgroup.com to view our upcoming auctions and start bidding on the equipment you need today. That's steffesgroup.com, Steffes Group.com.
If you milk with robots, you know that cow flow is everything. Cow Corner Consulting helps you maximize cow flow by working with your team to improve your barn workflows, your feed management, and your system settings. Visit cow-corner.co to learn how. Cow Corner is an independent consulting company and works with all brands of robots. They're ready to go to work for you. Sign up for the free e-newsletter or contact John Gerbitz at cow-corner.co.
And a big honor for a dairy in Wisconsin named the 2025 Innovative Dairy Farmer of the Year by the International Dairy Foods Association. Doug Grotegoot and Grotegoot Dairy in Newton has been selected for the honor. They're milking 3,500 cows and really using a lot of technology to manage the farm. Learn more at MidwestFarmReport.com. That's a quick update on what's happening in food news for a Wednesday. I'm Pam Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny, not as warm today, but still a very nice late January day with highs in the mid-30s. Still a bit breezy, partly cloudy and a low of 23 tonight. On Thursday, sunny and warm again, still breezy with highs in the upper 40s. Current temperature is 33.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6 rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Mr. Green Bay showbiz himself, Frank Hermans, who joins me in studio to discuss his new show. Then I talk movies and TV with the Wisconsin Film Festival's Ben Reiser.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Joins me.
Coming your way here at 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WSS. You know, Oshkosh and Appleton in the Civic Media Amp, 34 degrees in Green Bay, 36 in Appleton, 34 in Oshkosh. We are live from the Heights Pub and Parlor, one of our great, great sponsors, right downtown on Washington Street in Green Bay. And we are joined right now by Jeff Merkus of downtown Green Bay. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Johnny. Good to see you.
Good morning, Jim. Good to see you. How are you doing?
Jeff. Great. Thank you.
Okay, we're still not happy that we don't have lights outside of our window during Christmas. And we're going to talk to Schreiber, and we're going to tell him, next, what's his name, your good friend that owns Schreiber?
Well, he's Mike Haddad, but he retired.
Okay, but I'm still going to talk to him. I am going to give up cheese if they don't put lights on those trees outside of our window.
That would put a dent in their sales.
That would put a hell of a dent in their sales.
I think you just got their attention.
Yeah. Absolutely. I hate to go that far, but sometimes you got to do it.
Remember the impact that on the dollar menu, they had the double cheeseburger?
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
They went to one slice of cheese.
Really?
That was a big deal.
I honestly
went back to two, but I just remember.
That's how I gave up cheeseburgers. Yeah.
Johnny, I'm glad that you started off with the lights because very seldom do I don't get down here for a business meeting at six very often, unless it's for you.
Yes.
And so driving in, seeing the lights on South Washington Street, and I even got here a little bit early, and I took a walk on the city deck this morning, and the city deck lights are beautiful.
Phenomenal.
You know, it reminds me, and we get some awesome donors that make that happen, but during the draft, we're going to even up that some more and kind of make it more draft oriented, but people who come to Green Bay during the draft, they're going to see the city deck. But this year we added some lights on Adams Street in front of Angelina, Manjari, and Delilah's. That looks nice, and so maybe we will have to address.
Thank you.
Your block.
Thank you. Hey,
yeah, we'll work at it.
The future of Schreiber is at stake here. Think about it.
We will talk to our director of first impressions this morning.
I got to tell you though, this when more in the fall now, but when I walk at night. And I my little circuit right around here. There's times I'll stop at the bridge, either one, and take a picture if it's just done. And that I put that on my face. People are like, "Where are you?" Thinking I'm in like France or someplace with the river and the whole thing. I'm saying I'm right downtown Green Bay.
That's great.
They're like, "I didn't realize that." So people got to get out down here to really appreciate some of the things.
Even during the wintertime, when the ice is chopped up,
absolutely,
and it looks like a mosaic. It is so artistic.
It's really something. And you know what? Our good friend John Kramer is here. Where is he? For a press time, right there. He has captured some of the greatest pictures that I've ever seen at night there. You'll go out any time, day or night, won't you, John?
Yes, sir.
There you go. So that's cool.
Those are some great pictures.
Yeah, they really are.
The holidays, the bridge lighting, it all comes together.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, people need to come out and see that at night. Mm-hmm. So what's going on, Jeff? Anything happening in downtown Green Bay leading up to the draft at all?
Always. I am really proud of the team on Broadway, the city, and downtown Green Bay. They have come up with the website portal, touchdowndowntown.com. And when you go to that site, it's great to see all the events, each with its own brand, and the teams putting that together. They really want to show that when 250,000 people are planning to come to our city, you can't experience a city without visiting the downtown.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's whether you're going to come in for the draft or anytime, people go downtown. And that speaks to your city, the downtown. It's like what they do down here has the ripple effect. So that's why we thought it was so important to have a children's museum. Well, that's a cool city. You know, now granted, they moved out to Bay Beach, but that the fact that they care about, you know, building the city deck, they care about the environment, the waterways, you know, and you know, Schreiber, obviously corporate, and then you get the Northland Hotel history. So, yeah, a high majority of those people are going to come downtown just to see what's Green Bay like, because technically they're going to be spending a hell of a lot of time in Ashwaubenon.
Something that I've witnessed over the past year is an establishment like Heights Pub and Parlor is exactly what we need here.
Absolutely.
And to witness the hospitality. And I really encourage people to come into this property. I do remember 40 years ago when Van der Zanden Jewelry was here, and watching the transition of how it was created to what it is today.
Yeah.
The three floors.
But they've kept the beauty part of it.
It's historic.
Historic.
Old wood.
The same old bricks, all those kind of things.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it was 1877, I think, was built.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
1877, Brian?
Yes.
1877.
Wow. In addition, when you have a beautiful historic property like this, right in the heart of the downtown, it's not just about the property, but it's the people who operate
Absolutely.
It. And they have really nailed it. Brian and his team are awesome. And it's great to see how patronage is being developed here. Yesterday, I had a business lunch here with a commercial broker professional, her first time in here. And you can just see she loved the menu and the service. And they will be back. They'll
Absolutely.
Be back with business clients.
And Absolutely. What we talked about, people who are coming here, and even people who are locally here that maybe haven't been downtown in a while, it's seen the unique things. I mean, no one's going to go to Walmart or, you know, CVS. And if you look out in Lambeau Land, there's just a lot of burgers. You know, that's good food out there, but you know, here you got Angelina's, you got the Heights, you got even Al's, just different places. So I do think everyone's going to say, look, on Wednesday or before the game on Thursday, before the event on Thursday, we're going to come downtown. I think that's awesome.
I think businesses also are looking for a unique space for a private event. And that's on the second floor of this property.
Yeah.
When you're up there, then you can wander up to the third floor, which is the parlor. Very comfortable, fun place. And, I encourage businesses to check this out for a private event.
Okay, another thing you didn't take my advice on.
One of many, probably, yeah. Right?
The drone display. I want to see a drone fireworks.
Drone fireworks. Okay.
Yes.
Can we get you to sign the sponsorship?
Yes.
Okay, sweet. Okay, let's
sign
make
anybody's
that happen.
Name you want. I have zero problem with that.
You know, I heard it costs like...
Just show me exactly how to spell Skogan.
Right.
It's not a problem.
Wow. Liars.
Right? Am I right?
Right.
God. Well, Jeff, this is an exciting time, though, for Green Bay. And, of course, downtown Green Bay. I mean, it's just... But the you know what the funny part is? Or the weird part? We don't really know what's going to... We're throwing this huge, big party, and we don't know if anybody's coming. We don't know if there's going to be 10 times more people than we invited. I mean, I remember being in San Diego when the Packers were there and going to this big Packer-type party, and they had to shut it down at, like, 9 o'clock. They ran out of beer because they didn't expect... And I talked to one of the organizers, and he said the NFL really tells people, okay, here's how many tickets you sell. Expect, like, two times the number of that to come to your town because other ones will come just... If the Packers, like... blew that out of the water with Packer fans, like nine times more than they expected. No. He didn't think so many people would come to the city just to enjoy the other aspects versus the game. So we really don't know what to expect here, do we?
However, if the past few years of NFL draft is any evidence, there will be hundreds of thousands of people coming to Northeast
Wisconsin. But what I'm saying is I don't think there are a lot of people in Kansas City or someplace, you know, Denver, who always said, boy, Detroit's my destination place. Or But Green Bay is in
Very
a lot
true.
Of ways.
Very true. It's the mecca of sports.
Yeah.
And they'll want to see Lambeau. And I think also I'm really impressed that if 70 million people are watching this event on TV, they will
same put, as we've got listening to this show.
Exactly. About the same. They will put on their bucket list that they need to get to Green Bay for a game sometime in the future.
Yeah.
So the residual impact of the NFL draft being here will live on for many years.
Fantastic.
I think it's important that that people come down here, but people are a little frustrated that there's not enough buzz right now. But after the Super Bowl, the NFL kicks it into gear. And this is their event. I mean, this isn't downtown's event. This isn't the Packers' event. This is the NFL's event. So I think once they release a few more things, I think we're going to be in really good shape. Because even they were talking about the rentals in the paper this morning. It's like, are we really hitting these numbers? But it's like, the NFL's like, relax. After the Super Bowl, this thing kicks into high gear. So
Absolutely.
It's going to be exciting to get some of those numbers. You really don't know until after the event.
That's what I mean, yeah.
But I do think Johnny's right in that this is special. And I do think that they're going to give us, this is average. We should not cube it, but we should add more than the average.
You make a very good point that after the Super Bowl, all eyes are going to be on Green Bay, even all the planning teams. And, you know, everyone's probably going to get the OnePass app through the NFL. For now, if you really want to know what the buzz is all about, go to touchdowndowntown.com. Yeah.
Cool. And how are the sponsorships coming in? I mean, we didn't attend the press conference, but you sent it to us. The different events you're having, businesses leaning into this whole thing?
Yes, absolutely. Good corporate support, and even area foundations see that this is a big impact on the community. So we're very pleased. And just in the first few weeks of the year, some good progress in our downtown. We see a major development under construction. We are about to help announce a number of new small businesses, one a restaurant, and some of it is office space, but early in the year, some good energy in the downtown districts.
Cool.
And I hope that you're we talk on our show quite a bit about the downtown. And in Oshkosh, too, they have a great director down there, Pat. He's unbelievable.
Pat Tracy,
and then Appleton. They've got it going on. But those unique restaurants are a big attraction, and you don't want to get to the chains, you know, God bless them, but that's good for Oneida Street. You know, we just really want to, and I think that's...
Places like right here.
This.
Like the Heights.
This, and we...
You know what I like? I like places where they won't give you the recipes.
Right.
To things. Yeah. I have plied Ashley with shot after shot of Jameson, okay? Here.
That's not much
and
of a recipe.
I had to call Mike Pritzel to bring her home, okay? And I asked her for the recipe on the sweet potato dip. How many times have I asked her, Ashley?
Too many.
Too many, she says.
No.
Okay.
All right.
I like those places where they have something so unique that they've got their own recipe, and they ain't giving it out. And this is the only place you can find it.
They won't give you a job in the kitchen?
I've asked for that. I've asked for everything. I asked Heather if she needed help. Remember, Heather? I said, help.
Someday.
Anything.
Someday.
No, nothing. I've always wanted to work in a bar. We got to buy our own bar. Oh, that's... we're going to be your competitors. Jim and I, here's the new deal. We're buying Jill's.
Not me.
And we're living upstairs. We're putting a studio upstairs where they got the Huber people or whoever live there.
That's right.
We're moving
that's
them out.
Living there.
And we're doing the whole thing self-contained right there.
Yeah, ain't going to happen.
So good luck. And we're stealing Ashley and Heather with the recipes. Right?
Not a chance.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're in the negotiation stage right now.
Great to be on with you guys this morning. I always love the opportunity to kind of talk about some of the cool things happening downtown. Thanks for what you do. When I was backing out of my driveway this morning with a mug of coffee, I said, this is the first time that I think I ever walked into a bar with a mug of coffee.
I know, right?
And
I've walked out of a few, but not in. Yeah, I agree. But this is great, Jeff. So one of the things that we always talk about is downtown Green Bay and what... If people aren't from around here, the things they could do, and we're not going to debut it yet, but Jim and I are working on a special thing to show people what Green Bay and the whole community has to offer for people coming for the draft. But not only for the draft, but I think this could be a residual thing. People that come here for the draft for the first time could be like, hey, I want to go back to Green Bay again. I want to see that Hall of Fame again. I want to do all these kind of things. So I think this is just a starting point more than an ending point for the community.
And
would you agree? Would you guys agree?
I just want to say, Johnny, that the reason we're doing that is we had some guests on our show, young, aggressive, Zuckerberg-type people. Very, very smart.
About me. We got to talk about other people.
And Johnny's sitting there with his yellow legal pad, you know, taking notes.
Yeah.
And they have some great ideas, and we're going to kind of partner with them just to promote the downtown, the city, and
that's
some other things, too. It's going
to
be great.
You know, hearing you talk about this, it reminds me that occasionally I have an opportunity to give a tour of the downtown to the Leadership Green Bay or Brown County Teen Leaders. Young people bring them in, and when you educate them about some of the history and some of the cool things that are available here, it builds more strength, and they become advocates. So,
absolutely.
You know, we want to do more of that. Even in the Main Street District, have an experience Main Street just to get people understanding some of the cool things about our businesses.
Okay, you know what I want? Okay, you know you got the old Children's Museum building here. Still need to fill that. Or the one on Walnut and Adams, is it? Okay. Okay, and I was talking about my Veterans Museum, but okay, forget about that.
That's a tough one.
Okay, you know what you need to do? You want me to tell you what you need to do? Okay.
You always do.
Yeah.
So
I love that. I used to have people like him come to my office all the time. You know what you need to do? Okay, where's the money? But go ahead. You finish your
story. Everything. It's not about
some
money,
guy,
Jim.
Some guy came in, and I just want to tell you, one guy
here
came
we
in,
go.
Disappointment, and he had the plan for downtown. You know what he wanted to build on the water was the Space Needle, like in Seattle. I went out there. They got the elevator, goes straight up. He was dead serious.
Wait a minute. He's from the UP?
Yeah, I think he was.
Out there, and oh, my golly, we're good.
Elevator goes up, turns around.
He goes out there.
Space Needle.
The golden thing that goes around and around and you look at the old gold dang thing there, and they're throwing
Johnny,
fish
Johnny,
in them.
Johnny, space needle. I think I need to bring you back on track. I'm waiting
Sorry
for your great
that,
idea.
Yeah,
okay?
Space needle.
Okay.
So
you're keeping me in suspense.
Yeah. So, okay, have you ever been to the town of, I can't think of the name of it. It's right by Clintonville. Marion. Little town of Marion. I spoke at the Historical Society thing. They took this big, huge, old train depot bar and everything like that, and they recreated their old downtown in that big building. And it is really cool. We could do that for the old downtown Green Bay before you tore down the buildings.
I tore down junk.
Yeah, whatever. We could do that with the old prangies and for Christmas have their displays and things like that. I'll work on that for you.
It's actually a really good idea.
I know it is.
It'll be right next to the Space Needle.
Yeah. I'm serious. You should see it. It's the little town of Marion to this. It's awesome.
Well, it's obviously so on the map. Jeff has been in every county and me that nobody's heard of it, but boy.
Can you turn his mic down for a minute? We're with Jeff Merkus, downtown Green Bay. We are here at the Heights Pub and Parlor on North Washington Street in Green Bay. Free Bloody Marys and mimosas and snacks back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
It's Amanda with your new WISCO 411, sharing events of all varieties throughout the Valley and greater Green Bay area, especially ones that provide support and hope. Tuesdays between February 4th and March 11th from 6 till 7:30 p.m. at the Hyde Family Community Center, individuals can meet together for the Survivors of Suicide Loss Support Group. It's meant to be an open and safe place to share and connect with others. Registration is required as the groups are small. So for more information, go to WISS.FM and click events.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Equal Protection Clause, embedded in the U.S. Constitution's 14th Amendment, is now being used to dismantle the 1965 Voting Rights Act, opening the door to even more voter suppression. Why is its history important? The 14th Amendment passed in 1868 and granted citizenship to formerly enslaved African Americans. The Equal Protection Clause reads, "No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws." Scholars agree that it was intended to stop states from discriminating against Black Americans. Yet, as the National Constitution Center points out, it was also used to justify the U.S. Supreme Court's Plessy v. Ferguson, allowing discriminatory, separate but equal schools, transportation, and accommodations in 1896. Another interpretation overturned that decision in Brown v. Board of Education in 1954. In 2023, it was used to eliminate race-based affirmative action for college admissions. U.S. Supreme Court conservatives, notably Justices Alito and Thomas, argue any consideration of race is a violation of the Equal Protection Clause. How might their interpretation impact voting rights? More on that in our next report.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Hey, I gotta do it like Murphy used to do when we do a show live.
I was tired of my lady.
Hey, listen to that crowd. All right. Welcome back, Mind on America.
Play the tape.
Coming your way from downtown Green Bay at the Heights Pub and part of their 1-year anniversary. Heather is joining us. Heather, you've been here from the very beginning, haven't you?
I have.
How do you like it?
I think it's fun.
You have good people come through, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. What's the most fun part about doing what you do for a living?
Well, first of all, what do you do?
I'm a bartender, and I'm like a designated closer here.
And that's how you know John so well.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's usually here all hours.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
Norm. Okay.
But 1 year in, what do you see? Where are you going with this? And it's got to be just a fun kind of job to have.
Yeah. Right now, it's a little unpredictable with this apartment complex being built, but I'm excited to see what that brings. And I think the most fun part about this job is the people that I get to meet, because I've met people from all over the world.
I'll bet.
Yeah, they're coming in for the games and just hanging out in Green Bay. I met people from Germany. Like, it's crazy.
I think sometimes people in Green Bay don't appreciate tourism. And yet you see the numbers. I mean, you know, every quarter, and it's pretty consistent, which I think is really cool about Green Bay. We really get people in all year. It's not just a summer place. It's like, you know, even in the winter. But there are a lot of visitors that come to Green Bay, and I think sometimes people will look at that the NFL thing. I mean, God, there's people, I think, from – I don't know how many countries they have. It's got to be over 50. But, yeah, it's
great.
Yeah,
it's a lot. And it's really nice because I'm not from Green Bay. I'm actually from a little town in Indiana. So seeing all the tourists and
where you at?
From all over.
Right by Gary, right?
Yeah, I was from Hobart, so Indiana. So right between
that's a little
Gary
rough up there. I just saw that we're going to talk later, but the number one city in the United States was Carmel, Indiana. You been down there? It is beautiful.
I don't think
and
I have.
Guess what number two was or number three?
Tell me.
Appleton.
Four.
Oh, there are four.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I've heard really good things about Carmel. It's a suburb of Indianapolis.
Yeah, he wouldn't like you to call that.
Kind
that
of,
but, yeah.
But,
yeah.
But it's supposed to be really cool.
It's awesome. Anyway.
I got a text here from Brian. Says, Jim, Carmel. I know the Space Needle guy.
So I didn't make it up. That was really true. He was.
Once again, we are down here at Heights Pub and Parlor. I got to ask, because you know I always order the same things when I come here pretty much.
Yeah,
pretty much.
That Jameson you talked about.
Okay, Jim, that's enough. So what are some of the most popular foods you have here at the pub?
So popular items are the patty melt is probably the most popular, but my favorite is the shaved ribeye sandwich or the Nashville crispy chicken sandwich.
Nice. And the potatoes, sweet potato fries.
Sweet potato fries.
Gotta have that.
Yep. Or honestly, they're both really great options. Sometimes you just got to flip a coin.
Tell me about your friend over here who has the podcast.
That's my friend Rachel. She has a podcast called Feral Moms that she does with
Feral Moms. I love that.
Yeah.
So it's single moms all together? Okay.
Yep.
Can I be honest with you? I don't know if you copied me or I copied you, but could you step out here real quick?
Oh, with the hair.
Could you lift up your shirt a little bit there? Just a little? I have that same tattoo on my belly button. Same one.
Can we see it?
Yeah, I can show it. Anybody want to see it? Where's the camera? You guys want to see it?
No!
Okay, wow.
I do.
This is crazy. Wow. So, Heather, we got to talk a little bit, though, too. One thing, and we talked about this, we're not blowing smoke. I don't know if it's the training or if it's just because you guys are all very personable people. You can be here, like, I've been here, and I'm talking to you, and I'm eating my burger, whatever. And, boy, your head's always on a swivel. You're giving the customer attention, but anybody walks in the door, you're there in a heartbeat. You don't find that at every place, and you do here. Is that, like, ingrained with you, folks?
I give full credit to my ADHD.
Oh, okay.
I can focus on a lot of things at once.
Oh, that's all right then. That's cool.
Yeah.
You got to give some kudos to the training here too, because you're pretty consistent, I think, staff.
Actually, I've been here since we opened, right. And I guess I just come from a good background in this industry, because it was just sink or swim in the beginning. So
yeah.
We kind of just got through it, worked as a team. And now here we are.
Yeah. That's awesome. Can you step over real quick? I'm sorry, what's your first name again?
Rachel,
can you come here real quick, one sec? Just give us a little pub. Give yourself some pub for your podcast. Because like I said, we had a guy on, a friend of mine last week, who's doing exactly the same thing for guys that you're doing for women.
So you got Feral Dads.
Yes, yes, yes. So tell me a little bit how this came about.
We need a few of those on the Feral Moms podcast.
I'll bet you do.
So we just talk about everyday things, kids, work, life. Today we're going to talk about dating apps.
Oh.
So that should be fun.
I can't even do a parking meter app. I can't imagine it would be like navigate
tricky.
That thing.
Those are tricky.
Yes, in the world. Wow.
That's the same thing you said to me.
Yeah, exactly. Just copy. Yeah. What are some of the concerns women have? It's single moms. My daughter's a single mom, and I know some of the pressures you all have.
Some of the pressures that we have.
Just life.
Daycare costs have got to come up often.
Yeah, well, my kids are old enough that they can watch themselves now, but daycare costs are insane.
Insane, right?
Bigger than the house
insane.
Payment.
Insane, yeah.
I told you my daughter paid $26,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
When my kids had daycare, I think it was at least $200 a week, and that was with help.
Right.
With assistance.
Yeah.
So it's just, I don't know.
The business.
Kids aren't cheap.
No, the business.
I want to read a super quick thing. I'm going to have to swing by Heights Pub and Parlor the next time I'm in your town. Looks like a great place. You guys should do more remote shows. I'm loving this. Wonderfully right. Wisconsin.
Oh, Todd's not loving it, but everybody else is.
Oh, he's still able to work it. Yep. Everybody else is slamming the mimosas.
4:30, he's in here setting up. We're all sleeping.
Yeah.
So, anyway, thank you, Todd.
So can you just give me your, did you have a radio background or anything?
I don't. Okay. It is something I'm interested in, though. I'm actually going to school for audio production and stuff like that. So this is pretty cool to see you.
You just got Todd very excited.
Yeah.
there are a lot of things.
I know, I've been like creeping around his bag, like looking at everything.
Most guys get really excited about other things a woman could say, saying you might be able to fill in and work for him and he could have a day off. Just made him really excited, just so you know. Congratulations. Then tell us where we can find your podcast.
We're on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube.
Oh.
We have video streaming on YouTube, so you can find a video there. Otherwise, it's audio on Spotify and Apple.
Feral right. Women?
Feral Mom.
Feral Mom, I'm sorry. Wow! All right! We got some great break back after this from Heights Puppet Parlor, Washington Street, Green Bay.
Jameson.
The paper in bed and in the personal columns there was this letter I read. If you like pina colada.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll sort through the Wisconsin Supreme Court race with our friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigvi Olson of the Lincoln Project. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Confirmation hearings beginning today for Health and Human Services Secretary nominee Robert F. Kennedy Jr. with a big no warning from one of Kennedy's well-known cousins.
Caroline Kennedy is accusing him of trying to profit off of vaccine information, but she says it's his personal qualities that pose even greater concern, calling him addicted to attention and power. If confirmed, Kennedy would lead an agency of 80,000 employees and a $1.7 trillion budget, dealing with everything from drug approvals to food recalls to responding to the next pandemic.
NBC's Rachel Scott on Capitol Hill. A federal judge temporarily blocking the Trump administration's order freezing billions in federal grants, loans, and assistance programs. Buyout offers for about 2 million federal workers still on the table, though. Some are exempt, including those who work for the post office, immigration, and in national security. The Federal Reserve wrapping up its January meeting and is expected to keep interest rates steady. This is ABC News.